how you doing?
Are you able to talk right now?
Yeah, I have a few minutes.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. Yeah, when I told Harrison I would let him know about the weekend, he told me it was going to be for a day more. But when you text me, I don't even know how he got intel Alex doesn't want to come, because I said I will let you know tomorrow night what I end up deciding. You texting me just saying, you said like it's a definite no, or why aren't you going with your brother? It makes me feel like you guys are just talking and like making like a plan, a plot that like.
But you're talking about Monday, first of all, because I'm not staying till Monday.
What?
Why are you staying till Monday? Because I'm.
Wait. Did I say Monday?
I'm not staying till Monday. I'm going tonight and staying till Sunday.
Did I say Monday or did he say?
No, you just.
Yeah. Well, oh, he said to me, I may consider staying Sunday night. So let me just tell you, though, about how I really did consider, though, going with the plane. And actually, he said he might take the train, which is infinitely better than the jitney. Jitney may be 5 hours, train
right.
is three. And right. the jitney, it always seems too cold or too hot. And the train just feels like air. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems okay. But you have to also know that he makes about 5 cancellations with me a week or whatever. So when he says he's doing a plan, this plan has already been iterated by him 3 times as far as days and dates. And just in the last 2 or 3 days. But when I say maybe to something, I'm more likely to say yes than when he tells me definite plans that are 110% happening. I'm more likely at a maybe. Albeit, he has more plans. I have really none, but he has things going on, so, and he is busy. But, it wasn't that I didn't want to go. Sometimes I feel like Harrison just will either just force a thing to happen if he wants to or feels guilt or that he could be doing something or another, that he just takes people along with him on things, and sometimes I feel he doesn't know himself. He's kind of outgrowing the concert age, but he still sort of is just going to concerts. He doesn't always know why he does things and just expects people to just follow blindly whatever he says. But if the plans were a little more stable, it would be easier to have more sense of stories. But when he said he was staying for 2 nights, then it sounded more intriguing. Now you're saying no, so that's still something to consider. What?
Friday and Saturday. Why is he coming Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, because he's doing something tomorrow night.
Yeah, but you know how I lock up the house and everything.
I thought you were staying till Monday.
No.
Because he was making plans as if you were, so I didn't know. Clearly you're not talking to him much, if not only aside from that, but... Well, no, you said, why aren't you going with your brother? When I told him, I said, that plan sounds good. He said, oh, we're playing golf. He said it all in his terms because he knows I was hesitant to go, which I appreciate him being respectful, but that I'm not just going to just say whatever time and anything. I do have quite a bit of freedom, but he has asked me to do like very late plan things on a whim or just, you know, leave hanging and it may be something or just jump in. But that's really just it, because it was a lot of travel, but he said that was going to happen, that we'll play golf with Joe and we'll stay till Monday. And I said, that sounds more, and we'll take the LIR. I said, it sounds more chill. I will definitely let you know now, or like I'll. And he says, might be staying till Monday. I'm like, okay. And that was, so what did he say to you? He said, Alex isn't coming?
He said, Alex is not sure if he's coming.
Okay, yeah, I am thinking about it, actually, but,
But why are you guys staying Monday when we're not there?
I don't know if I'm going, period, now that you're saying you're not there Monday.
I wasn't planning on staying. I wasn't planning on staying Monday.
Alright. Well, I wanted to see you next week at Mythos. It did sound nice that even though I suck at golf, we would play golf and whatever. But
I play golf with you on Fridays.
He made all these plans, but also I just sit in my room so much anyway. Like, you would, guys would probably yell at me for sitting in my room or something.
Alright, I'm not gonna stand in ceremonies. If you wanna come.
Yeah, I think that was really the issue. You stand in, which is why your sister doesn't talk to you anymore. It's messed up, you know? Sorry to.
So, what did you hear about Juliet? Who told you that?
About Juliet?
You said.
Now I know why Nani's so confused. You say, like, false info. I didn't say anything about Juliet.
Oh. What did you say about Aunt Sue, though, coming up?
Yeah. Nani said they're driving. I guess you're right that they'll probably be flying. They're going to be here for half a day and then get her down.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe Nani didn't even tell you, but, I mean, she did tell us.
She did, and Juliet called me.
Well, you didn't tell... Then why did you tell me to ask Sue? You were using, like, me as, like, an information grab to know how... Just to know Sue's temperament? What?
I wasn't using you. It's just that I didn't know for sure. Nani is not always a valid reporter.
But you said you talked to Juliet. When?
Yesterday.
Did you call her after I...
No, she called me. No, before you told me.
I found out about from Nani at about maybe 1 or 2 p.m.
I spoke to Juliet, like, right before then.
Okay.
And she said...
It's weird we both found out the same day and it was up for contention for a while.
But that's what threw me when you said driving. I said driving.
Well, that's what Nani said. But I have no idea. And Sue didn't say a word to me.
But they want us to come in December. All of us. Like, maybe even for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Would you want to go there for Christmas?
Yeah, that sounds actually better. I mean, it's so crazy. If there's, like, a blizzard or something, that would be the most awful.
I would go there for Christmas.
But what if there's a... Now I sound like Nani, but really, what if there is, like, a lot of snow? Like, we just deal with it?
It's not so bad on Christmas. Snow gets bad like January, February.
Yeah, I remember it snowed kind of bad last Christmas. Yeah. We were playing in a sad ride home from the movies. We played Frank. That was 2 years ago, but Frank Sinatra or Joe wanted like old music. But so are we going for... You guys are going, right? Definitely.
I'd like to, but...
Yeah. So you make your plans and then... You shouldn't base things off what me and Harrison do since he's so flaky and I'm so morose or blah or blahs.
So what's this thing about moving to Atlanta?
That's a big deal. I don't want to. What's this thing about... What do you know and why would they charge students 40% upcharge? I don't know the law well, but from what I can tell, that... is what you would call draconian, you know, students. They don't work. Why? What are they doing this? What did you read?
It's not really students if they're renting apartments.
They go to NYU though.
Yeah.
And the rent went from $3,000 to $5,000. They say when civilizations get older or they come to an other. Close of an end that the disparity of what wealth and poor and rich at China and Wall Street own Manhattan REITs, the slums are left to either leave or really die where they are. People are going to have to work 3 jobs to keep up with that, and then all of the minorities and Trump people will have to leave eventually if they're not cops.
Right. All right, well, I'm not going to worry about that yet. And, you know, still don't know, but I didn't know Harrison's moved already because I guess he moved in earlier than you.
Yeah, because he did. He had that thing where he was like, Allie broke up with him, but he was still hanging out with her every night and had like 3 months left. And then he moved out at the very beginning of September, I think.
Right.
Like, the first day of September.
Listen, we'll see what the price is going
to
be. And then
yeah, we'll... like, that's what
you
I will have
to... If you wanted to make a move, you're probably going to have to renew the lease anyway.
Why?
Because how fast these things take time. You're going to find a place
in well,
the place to move down there?
Well, yeah, I would only do a 6 month or something, you know. If,
yeah, you'd know for that.
Well, if they say the rent is going from $2,500 to $4,000, like your nice order, they say Brooklyn rent is the highest in all of Manhattan, but some parts. But if that if it's $2,500 to $4,000, I'm.
Oh God, Jack is calling me the driver. Hold on, he's got Nani. Hold on.
You just see hangs up. You just don't want go to Atlanta, but you're down to move there. Hello?
Yeah, that's Jack. He's bringing Nani here earlier for her doctor's appointment, which is 3 o'clock, so I'm gonna have to go. But if you're gonna, you know, this is a little different, maybe.
Isn't it so weird how I don't even really want to visit Atlanta? Well, the reason I'm not thrilled to visit Atlanta, quite honestly, has a lot to do with what happened between you and Sue. And I felt even a little hurt as the way you did, to be honest. Like, that's why I'm not rushing to make a trip, to be honest. And you talked to Julia, and you're the aunt. Of course you want to see the kids. But I was taken back by that, too, so I'm not thrilled to jump at it. That being said, if I had no place to go, I would literally just be a fucking hick New York Trump person that has to move down south because I'm broke. Do you understand? Like, it's not really...
No, it's not for them. I understand.
It's in Atlanta because aside from being a great, fastest-growing metro city on the East Coast... they are there, and you visit there, you're going to go, so
you know who
why...
Is there? She has a condo.
We had clients back at the... You told me, I think, but...
What's her friend? What's Juliet's friend?
Rebecca?
Is that who it is? Her name is Rebecca, too, so is Pam's daughter, whose name is Rebecca.
Oh, you don't remember Juliet's best friend, but, We happen to have tech and marketing clients at my last company in Atlanta. And we were all the way in New York, and we had the only southern clients were like a few in Texas, maybe a couple in Florida. Atlanta is a big booming city, I have to say, but if I could find somewhere that I could live affordably outside of it.
You would want to live in a place with these young people, and Rebecca lives in Buckhead.
I don't think I could afford, like, a fancy complex even. Like, I wouldn't go to Atlanta to pay, like, 30% discount of what I have now or something. But if I could find something, like, I'll go somewhere not, like, in a metropolis center where there are young people. Maybe I'll go somewhere near, like, UGA would probably be expensive, right? I need, like...
You don't want to live in Athens. That's in Athens.
Why wouldn't I want to live in Athens, though, aside from cost?
It's hicky there.
Is it? It's a college town.
Why do you want to live in a college town?
Because you said I have to be by young people, and I look like I'm 12.
People that are out of college.
Yeah, but I look like I'm 12, so people who were 25 snuff at me like I'm specimen.
But you won't...
Well, I don't know what they're charging me for this rent yet.
You can easily access it. You want to be able to get a job somewhere and work.
Well, there's literally hundreds of cities around Georgia that are within an hour drive of Atlanta. And they're, like, literally owning a car and living a life and driving to work is literally something infinitely cheaper than anything up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, I don't want to do this. And I love the view I have. And it's close to you.
So just stay there then.
Well, no. If they sent me a weird response yesterday. They responded, I feel like I'm being bent over. And they haven't hit kill switch yet. But to my shitty Aspie sped word message, how, you know me, I'm always, no problem, everything's fine. Like when I left my last apartment, I said, thank you for the most rewarding, beautiful experience. You people are amazing. You gave me memories to cherish. I'll never forget, y'all. This time with my, yes, I would consider renewal lease, no complaint currently. And you're like, you have no job. That's a pretty big issue. And yes, that's an issue, but I can't complain to them that I have a job, truth be told. And it's not classy to just say to a blind... I didn't. You're right.
Yeah.
But they responded to me with that. They said, "Thank, hi, Alex. Anonymous." But I know it's that guy, Sammy, cause it's, and it says the manager. It says, "Hi, Alex." It's all sales. He says, "Thank you so much for clarifying. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. Thank you." And he didn't sign it, Sammy, or anything. But they're getting ready to upcharge me like 50%. I could tell.
So why don't you call now and just say, what's the plan for the increase? I'd like to get...
It is still about 3.5-4 months. I don't know how that would approach me just calling Sam. I've never called him before, really. Except one time to yell at him about how he didn't want to pay a lot last time. I feel like I'm actually... weirdly may need your help or Harrison's help just with like either typing an email or leaving a message. Like I don't think it's actually ready right now, and I've hardly talked to you any legitimate negotiation thing. One wrong step and I'm in Atlanta, you know. That's what I'm taking extremely seriously, like my entire
life. Not in Atlanta.
What?
Because the thing is, I can't just
pay rent in places that will hire me immediately if I haven't been able to find a job. Yeah.
Just stay put, pay it for a few months, what? And don't sign any lease.
Well, that's what I was saying about the 6 month thing.
But don't stay 6 months. Just pay it until you decide what to do. Like, pay the increase if you have to, or pay the same old amount,
mm-hmm.
and then decide what you're going to do.
Right. Last time at the old place, they said, we're evicting you tomorrow.
I mean, they're not kicking you out, you know what I mean? So, just
stay good.
Yeah. And try to look for a job. If you're serious about Atlanta, look for a job in Atlanta, or around Atlanta.
Yeah, but, like, let's assume I don't find
that's
a job.
What you should be doing.
Well, I'm not, though, because I don't know what they're charging me yet.
Well, you're expecting it to be very expensive, so what you should be doing with your time is proactive and look and see if there are jobs in Atlanta. You have all the time in the world to do this. You're home. You don't have anyone else interfering in your
life. Well, it's also not easy to just look. It's also not easy to just look for jobs.
What? Here at the door.
This isn't helping.
Hold on. Nani is coming here. I have to walk her in, okay?
Well, can you stay on the phone?
No, I really can't right now.
If I'm not available in the area to, like, interview and things, wouldn't it make sense for me to do that? And quite frankly, I'm not even already at the skill set that it even makes sense yet. I would assume I may be able to find a job in Atlanta if I find a job here. That's really, like, if I can't find a job here, I can't find a job there, then I have bigger problems.
Hold on, I have to help Nani.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jack.
kindness to Spanish maids makes me angry and happy at once. Yeah, I have lots of issues. It's gruff. And no one tries to help. Especially least not SNL. Big puns. Bad hombres. Just blunts. Mean people.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
My love. Hello, gorgeous.
I'm going to the doctor.
Good.
I have to go for my eyes.
Well, I hope they do well for you.
What, dear?
I love you infinitesim. My dear, I'm moving to Atlanta. Tell them all.
Where are you moving?
I'm moving to Atlanta now that they kicked me out. I'm moving to Atlanta.
Where are you going to stay?
I'm going to have to get a place by the gays.
Okay. All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too. All right. Be well, honey.
I love you.
Take care.
Where's Bub?
What, honey?
Where's Mommy?
Mommy's just getting ready.
What?
She's getting ready. Getting ready to
with Jack? How's Jack? Jack said who? Jack said what?
I'll talk to you later.
I love you, Dolly. So much.
I love you.
Bye. Oh, you kissing my heart. Bye. Oh my God.
What's the matter?
I just had to tell Mom something. I was so scared. For.
What do you have to tell her?
That they're trying to kick me out, raising the prices, rent to Rizzo, and she didn't tell me the advice on how I dizzle. She said, you gotta find a job where it's not Griffin and Ron Farismo. I'm a grot type tribe and riff and ram, hit half, tap, and jizzle.
I don't know what it's all about, what you're saying, honey. You have to tell it yourself.
Sherlock, the Pazzi's hat?
Hello?
Hi.
What's the matter?
I'll have to hold on with what they end up doing. I don't think I made it enough clear. I really do want to stay here.
Yeah, so just stay.
Right.
And see.
We will have to talk either, like, in a couple weeks. So, the Hamptons is a moot point. I'll have to make clear to Harrison also about that. But that's just one thing. That you're not going to be there Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he's going to be
there. I have no clue. It's just... It was a lot, that article you dropped, though, yesterday. That it was confirming every bad thing Harrison said. That I thought he was just being annoying for no reason. But I don't get...
Yeah, but you know what? You're lucky you have family to help you. You're not alone.
Yeah. No, you must think it's so weird how I don't even want to visit Atlanta, but I'll just move there altogether. And it doesn't pleasure me for making a decision such as something so hastily and extreme or rigorously boring. I leave my whole life here, and it would be hard.
Yeah, it's a big change.
It is. And it's huge. It's
like you'll be away from everything.
Totally a big downside.
Family too. So.
But yeah, I have $100,000. If my rent goes from $30,000 a year to $50,000 a year, I have no choice, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that's really what it is at the end of the day.
I don't think so. Have a smaller studio than Harrison
too. I was thinking it wouldn't be so extreme because I didn't really get that big of a COVID discount. So I'm going to make sure we negotiate and things. They gave me a month free and things, but my rent wasn't so cheap. $2,500 for a puny Brooklyn studio. It's not cheap.
No, it's not.
And those girls in the article that it went from like $3,000 to $5,000,
yeah.
It was already like a $4,500 place, a place for two people with the common in Midtown, Lower Manhattan. You know, that's like Chelsea, sort of, or whatever, like prime of real estate in the world. But, and this is just Brooklyn, although nice.
Right.
But it was concerning to see. They probably, realistically, whatever discount they had with COVID, it was probably more of like a 10% increase than the 30%. They just lost all that they were getting. But we'll see.
Anyway, I really have to go because I have money here now. And I
give her my love. Should I call her?
So, you know,
should I call Nani, though?
What's
should I give Nani a call?
Oh, she's right here.
What? But should I call her?
I don't know. She's just getting into the house. Let her get
okay, so because sometimes you tell me to call her.
Yeah, but not right now.
Is she going to the Hamptons this weekend? No. Right? Oh. She hung up. Hello, love.
What did you want to say, honey?
Are you going to the Hamptons this weekend, my love? The Hamptons, dog.
So you made a decision?
Are you going to the Hamptons, my darling? The Hamptons. My love?
What made you make your mind up?
I thought about how much I love my aunt, my beloved cunt.
I don't
Gail, my love. Gail got me to do it. Gail and Saul. Dale. Gail.
Where's Gail going?
She's moving with the kids.
She's moving?
Yeah.
Gail?
Yeah.
She told you?
Yeah.
Why is she moving?
She was born.
Mommy's gonna move to Atlanta?
Apparently. I love you. Are you going to the Hamptons, my love?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, sweetheart.
Jamesport.
Let's talk another time about it.
Why?
I'm not feeling well. Okay.
Why?
Go have some lunch.
All right. I'll have your leftovers from the Italian on Sunday. My love? I have your leftovers.
And I wish you the best luck, sweetheart.
I really hope.
What house is it?
What?
House Harrison.
House Houston? Yeah. Houston's good. The Ewan McGregor Netflix show.
I can't hear you, Annie.
The Hammerstons.
What, dear?
Are you going to the Hammy Bins? Put mummy on.
I don't feel too great.
Put mummy on.
What, honey?
I love you, Fall. Oh, I love you. I love you, Fall.
Excuse me, sweetie.
Why?
But I'm gonna hang up.
Now.
I don't feel like talking. Because we're leaving shortly in a few minutes. Alex, did you take a nap?
No.
And your brother is home?
My brother? He's in the Hamptons.
What does he think about you going?
I don't want to tell him.
he'll feel bad for.
Is speaking to Suzanne?
No. I love you, Paul. You're the best thing in the world. Oh God, you hold my girl. And I love you, do you say some more?
Keep your voice down.
All right.
Don't make any noise. Keep it down.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you for thanking me, sweetheart.
Why?
You're thanking me for what?
For being great and gay.
How's it been?
You know.
It's very nice out.
Thank you.
It's comfortable, it's cool.
Ooh, yeah.
The sun is out.
I just might me so too. I love you, Fall.
I love you too, oh. Alex.
Good, you'll move with me.
I just wish you had better luck.
I know. It's just shitty, horrible.
That's all.
Oh, God. Terrible thing.
Take it easy, honey. Okay?
You're the best in the world.
Yeah, but...
Good.
Why don't you take a nap?
I'm gonna eat your leftovers from 6 days ago.
You what, honey?
I said I'm gonna blow the buff on you down pack mag and swallow all the damn vinegar strokes and drink pranzo and mucho chasatenso, dram brand slam muck butt and I'll cut. It's damn chum lucklet, huckler foul the toilet, then eckler head or two. That lift only traveled till partly. Saint Lisi Maxi Low and Migo Tessi Tufu Talfa Hardly South Senor Siso
Sauce. I don't hear you, sweetheart.
Sorry, dear. How's Anna? Anna. Annabelle Lee. Anna Corinne. I told Corinne, you're gonna fuck her and your kin. Like, but fuck, I don't talk, I'm a Corinne. Yo!
I can't hear you, honey. I don't, it's a waste of talking, honey.
Alright.
I don't hear you.
Good. I love you,
please,
too.
Please, honey. Let me just relax for a little while,
yeah.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Okay, sweetie.
Right, chick at that.
I love you.
The lang, diddy, waggy, on,
and go. Well.
All right.
Okay. I love you, honey.
I love you. Yeah.
Dad, your lunch?
I know. I'm going to have the 6-day-old leftovers you gave me in my mockley morsel to Tutley Tolly in a minute.
Yeah, but is stuffy nose?
I sound like a girl.
No.
Good.
Okay, sweet. Take it easy and
why?
Good luck.
No. Right, about that.
Okay, baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Take it easy.
Oh, God.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, babe.
Love you.
Yeah, babe.